My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Do you love the way the Guardians are playing baseball? To quote the guy who's been the leader for most of the year, for manager of the year, Anthony Lima, Jason Lloyd, is in for Kent Carman today. Guardians fall 8-2. Their lead down to 4. Now looks like could be a 3-team race in the division. They're 8-14 in their last 22. There's a lot of bleak numbers about this stretch of baseball. Jason Lloyd, are you panicked?
Concerned, not panicked. Fair. They're going to the playoffs. They're going to the playoffs. It may not be as the division winner, but they're going to the playoffs.
I agree with you. I do think they're going to the playoffs. I said at the end of last week when Ken Carman was here. Owen was not here. Owen, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here.
What's up? Hello.
We've been getting Owen's travel log texted to us day in and day out, like most of America who's attempting to travel right now. It has been chaotic.
Were you flying?
I was. Well, I was grounded for a little while.
But I bet. Everybody was.
What a mess.
A fun day in Minneapolis.
A total mess. He spent a week there one night.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about this with Owen, who was... But got to be at this point all sorts of jet lagged watching his kid wrestle some of the best in the entire country, maybe if not the world.
I heard about that, actually. My wife told me you were in North Dakota, right?
We were. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I know all about his life.
We've been following very closely. I didn't think he'd be here today. So I'm very excited you made it, because I've heard nothing but heroic stories from people traversing this country. I had one of the stay lie. The famous Staley brothers. One of the Staley had a harrowing tale of time, I think, in Atlanta at the...
Hartsfield, yeah.
It was a disaster. It still is a disaster.
It's still a disaster there,
I mean, there's people with... I would have never have cared if it was just... When I was single Lima, I never really cared about these things. But I'm seeing women and children, and I'm like, what do you do? Where do you go? What do you get? How do you make that work over an extended period of time? I never would have thought of that before.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw last night video of people still packed.
It's rough
in Atlanta. Like, there's only so many hotels. Although Atlanta's massive,
and you can't get rentals. So, like, my buddy, again, one of the Staley, had to, with a complete stranger, drive all the way up from Atlanta.
This
to Cleveland.
Is planes, trains, and automobiles.
That's really what it is. So Owen made it back. We're gonna get his travel diary, as he's got it committed to memory. If he can even make it through the show, I'm worried about him.
It's probably a 2-segment thing, honestly.
Make it 4. Why stop there? But we're excited to have the whole crew, most of the crew, back together again. Mitch is here. Follow up after yesterday's terrific performance with his Castellanos. We didn't have any news yesterday, did we? So no Castellanos home run?
Didn't hit homer. Didn't have any big news yesterday.
I mean, it stands to reason. But we do have Jason Lloyd here. You said concerned, not panicked. And I do wonder what it would take, because I gotta be honest, I was very critical over the last few weeks of the guy that normally sits in your chair, Ken, because I said, Ken, you can't live and die with a baseball team every day. I thought it was frightening the way that Ken was so into the Guardians, but at the same time, treating each game like it was a football game. And after every game, was that a vote loss? Did vote cost him that game?
Yeah, you can't play that.
And I'm like, man, it is so. They built up a 20-game cushion above 500. Like, it wasn't going to be easy. They weren't going to run away, I didn't think, with the division. They weren't going to just, you know, go 95 Cleveland Indians on them. I didn't think that was the case. But now that you've seen the offense, I call it regressing to the mean because I didn't ever think Kwan was going to hit 400 the rest of the year. I don't think anybody did. I didn't think David Fry was going to bat 350 the whole year. Well, what has happened with David Fry? And obviously, guys like Naylor, very streaky. So it's all coming at the same time. All the droughts, all the issues for this team seem to be materializing at the same time. But yet, Vogt, you heard him in the open. He says he loves the way the team is playing baseball. They did against perhaps the Cy Young leader in the American League. They had 12 hits. They did have traffic throughout yesterday's game. But the one thing stayed the same. They couldn't score runs. And Carrasco got him off to a rough start, as he has many times this year. So what do you make of the manager saying he feels really good about the way the team's playing right now?
He's a rookie manager who's not going to – we saw this with Tito. He's not going to call guys out. Now, maybe Vogt will get to that point where he feels comfortable enough to call guys out publicly. But I just think he's a rookie manager who there's no reason to set the house on fire right now. It's still a team in first place. He's still, yes, it's a four-game lead. It was much higher than that not that long ago. But this is a guy going through it for the first time. And you're not going to break the glass and pull the alarm on July 23rd. There's plenty more time to do that down the road if it's necessary. But obviously, the trade deadline's a week away. This team needs help. I think we knew that all along. I was talking to Zach about it. Zach Meisel's on today, right? We have Zach on.
He is on at 8:40.
So I was texting with Zach a week or two ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. And I looked up just some of like the advanced metrics, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. How are they winning? How are they hitting? Because if you look at the exit velo, launch angle, barrel percentage, it wasn't any different than what it was. It wasn't much different than what it was last year. So I agree with you. I do think there's a lot of regression to the mean with a lot of these guys. They have to get a bat. It should probably be easier to get a bat than an arm at the deadline. I mentioned you last night, Bo Bichette. I know his calf's messed up again, third time this year. I just think that the move of Bizzano, the drafting of Bizzano, allows them to get more creative at shortstop because probably Jimenez is your long-term shortstop now. So if you're looking for a one-year gap, I think it changes how you approach a trade deadline, and it changes some of the names that could be available. But outfielder, shortstop, something. You got to do something to inject some life into this offense.
Well, and the reality is you've got other teams that are also going to be thinking along those lines, and we're going to question, like we do all the time, what will be the commitment of resources to that end? I mean, the Orioles, they're looking to add. You've got now in your division, I mean, Minnesota. If you're Minnesota, are you not smelling blood in the water right now? You're only four games back.
For sure.
And they have a lot of the same needs, right, that the Guardians have. They could use a pitcher. They could use another bat. So you're going to be in competition. We know it goes without saying. The Yankees, I mean, they're going to do their best to take off, to take maybe some of the biggest names, if not the biggest name, you know, here at the deadline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Teams that can outpunch the Guardians in any trade are the Dodgers and the Orioles in terms of farm system. After that, Cleveland can be competitive with any team any offer, depending on who they're comfortable giving up. But if Baltimore wants a guy, they have the pieces to go get whatever they want in terms of major league ready prospects right now, position players right now that you could plug into a lineup tomorrow. If Detroit wanted to trade Tarek Skubal to Baltimore, they could get three position players right now and plug in the lineup tomorrow. And I don't know that any other farm system in baseball can do that. So Baltimore is going to drive this entire trade deadline as far as I'm concerned, because who they're willing and not willing to give up is going to dictate who they get and who's available for everybody else.
Well, who do you think the Guardians would be willing to give up? Obviously, we're not talking about this year. You know, a week ago's most recent guys. They're not touching anybody they just landed in the draft.
Right. Is there anyone who you wouldn't trade?
Wouldn't?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
is there anyone who's not who is untouchable?
First of all, you're talking to somebody who barely pays attention to the minor league systems. So right. I just these guys are a figment of my imagination. I just never assume I'm ever even going to see these guys in a uniform.
All right. I don't believe anybody is untouchable in their farms. Obviously, you're right. They're not going to trade Bizzano. They just drafted him. Chase DeLauder, why is he untouchable? Your number one outfield prospect, why would he be untouchable? I don't think they're trading Kyle Manzardo, but I wouldn't, Kyle Manzardo to me is the long-term replacement for Josh Naylor. Yeah. Like, Naylor's got a year left after this, I think, and then he's gone. Probably if you're going to get a deal done, you would have gotten it done by now. It's very hard at this point in the game to get a deal done when these guys are this close to free agency. I think the Manzardo move was made believing that he was the long-term replacement at first base. But that doesn't preclude you from making a deal now with him if something comes about. But they have other options. They've got a ton of middle infield prospects I told Zach a few weeks ago, this conga line of guys from Columbus to Cleveland felt to me like a showcase to everyone else of, here's Juan Brito, what do you think, Tigers and White Sox and whoever else, here's Angel Martinez, Major League Baseball. Take a look. What do you think? And it just felt almost like a...
When they put him in the two spot.
Yeah, well, I know. Some have worked better than others, but it just felt like all these guys that they've been promoting have been a little bit of a showcase for the rest of baseball.
So I understand that. 216-474-0092. Obviously, the trade deadline, we've been talking about trade deadline for a month and a half, because I think all of us have easily been able to figure out that the rotation... I mean, even if some guys found themselves back to where you were hoping they would be, you were still going to need rotational help. I think everybody's kind of told you that the rotation thing is just going to be really hard for it to happen. I mean, beyond making just a trade, like anytime, I mean, even on my text messages, anytime another pitcher gets DFA'd around Major League Baseball, Guardians fans are like, go get him. Go get him.
I told you that last night with James Paxton.
Right.
I would totally go get him.
I feel like there's been a new name every week. When it comes to that, that shows you the level of desperation. So I think we're all on the same page when it comes to the rotation. But based on the lack of productivity lately, I mean, look at the runs scored. I saw Zach had this as a tweet last night. In the last eight games, 1-0-4-0-7-0-1-2. I mean, that is not a lineup built for October. Not only that, I mean, just look at what they've done against King, against Cease last night. Against good pitching, you got no shot right now, especially with guys slumping. I mean, I'm going to add that, unfortunately, guys are slumping at the wrong time, but you're going to see Flaherty, right, on Wednesday or Thursday. What are you going to do? Like, how in the world are you going to be able to hit really legitimate pitching, which is exactly what you are expecting to see come postseason? So I do wonder, even if you're not panicking, and if you share Jason... It's level of concern, 216-474-0092. We always talk about whether we're changing expectations. Like, if they go 500 the rest of the year, are they what, a 90-win team? They've been 500 the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, June and July, they've been a 500 baseball team. So what's closer to the truth for this team? They played so outstanding, even with all the losses to bad teams. They played so outstanding for a significant amount of time. But does this drought force you to start to think differently about this team? And are you doing SOS on this lineup as opposed to the pitching now?
This team, to me, is built for October more than the regular season because of the bullpen. The bullpen makes it real. Even if the lineup is struggling, their bullpen is so good that it makes everything else possible. And I wouldn't be opposed to going get another bullpen arm. If you're going to strike out on the pitching market and you're not going to be able to land one of the even just an innings eater, then go fortify the bullpen. Because any pitcher that they – I don't – listen, Detroit, if they're going to trade Skubal or not trade him to Cleveland, the odds of the Guardians landed a top-end pitcher who's going to have an impact on the rotation in October, to me, is slim.
But you're putting that to bed right now. Yeah, the guy we saw yesterday, the Guardians have no shot.
Well, yeah. If you're getting a pitcher, you're getting a pitcher to get you to October. I don't know that you're necessarily – I mean, this rotation desperately needs Gavin Williams to emerge and be the guy that everyone thinks that he can be. You're not going to find somebody on the trade market better than Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee, 1 and 2, I don't think. Those are your game 1 and 2 starters. And then game 3, you're probably looking at Ben Lively. And I just don't know that you can count on Tristan McKenzie to give you anything. I kind of wonder if he could be a bullpen arm for this team in October. His curve has been so good this year. Just come in and throw curves, Tristan, for 1 inning. That's all we need from you. And maybe you can get something out of him in October. But
man, for me,
I don't know.
Ship has sailed on Tristan McKenzie. I'm surprised you're still.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In a reliever role where you're facing 3 or 4 guys and all you're doing is throwing curveballs at them, like, you can get by with that for an inning, even in a playoff game. But I mean, look how far that's fallen from where we thought he was going to be.
I love the fact their bullpen has been so dominant. I just wonder. What is the bullpen going to matter if they're chasing from the second inning on in a lot of these games?
Well,
now, to be fair
thing.
To Gavin, he's only had 3 starts.
Right, and you still have 2 months to get him into shape. But if you can turn these playoff games into 4 and 5 inning games, you're going to have a really good shot at winning these games, even with the lineup struggles. And again, they have to make some sort of move. I believe they will make some sort of move. They'll do something, even if it's not a high-end starting rotation option, because I don't think there's many of those that exist. They're going to do something to impact. You can't have the type of start that they've had this year. It's not even a start. We're now halfway through the year and do nothing.
All right, 216-474-0092. Got 3 banger today. All 3 teams represented. All 3.
Classic 3 banger.
Owen loves
show.
It. Owen's yeah. back. He said we got to do a 3 banger.
I said I'd come back if we do a 3 banger.
Yeah, and we're you know what? It. You know what? We're going to pay it off today. 216-474-0092. Lloyd is in. We've got About Last Night. Coming up next, you know who bailing the United States out again. What does that mean? We'll get to it next here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Anthony Lima for Mantality. How about getting that spark back? FDA-approved testosterone treatment. Exactly what?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.